The results of the December 27, 2007 presidential vote, which showed Kibaki was elected, were disputed. Odinga charged he had been denied the Kenyan presidency by voter fraud. After the election, Odinga pressed for a power-sharing arrangement in which he would be the prime minister in a government where Kibaki was president, with the two factions sharing power evenly in the cabinet. Odinga's claim led to widespread fighting that killed more than 1,000 people in the weeks after the election and left more than 350,000 Kenyans displaced. In a horrifying incident following the election, at least 50 people, including women and children, were killed when an angry mob forced Kikuyu Christians into an Assemblies of God Pentecostal church and set fire to the church, hacking with machetes any of the Christians who tried to escape the flames. Christian missionaries reported over 300 Christian churches were severely damaged or destroyed in the wave of violence that swept the country, but mosques were left undisturbed. While proving involvement is difficult, many in Kenya assumed the post-election violence was supported, if not organized, behind the scenes by Odinga and his party. As Kenya entered this post-election violence, Senator Obama continued to insert himself into Kenyan politics. On January 1, 2008, 2 days before the Iowa caucuses, Obama called Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to discuss Kenya. At Rice's request, Obama taped a message for Kenya. In the message, broadcast by the Voice of America to Kenyans, Obama called for calm. Despite the irregularities in the vote tabulations, now is not the time to throw that strong democracy away, Obama said. Now is a time for President Kibaki, opposition leader Odinga, and all of Kenya's leaders to call for calm, to come together, and to start a political process to address peacefully the controversies that divide them. He also stressed, now is the time for this terrible violence to end. On January 8, 2008, in the final hours of the New Hampshire Democratic primary, Obama told reporters he had telephoned Raila Odinga. After the call, Obama indicated Odinga was willing to meet with Kibaki. Reporters asked if Obama had telephoned Kenyan President Kibaki. I have not spoken to President Kibaki as yet, the senator answered, but I hope to get in touch with him sometime soon. I want to see if I can be helpful. It is unclear whether Senator Obama ever spoke with Kibaki. The post-election violence in Kenya reached such a disturbing level that former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan traveled to Kenya to begin mediating in the talks between Odinga and Kibaki. On April 13, 2008, the Associated Press reported President Mwai Kibaki had named rival Raila Odinga as prime minister, effectively entering into a power-sharing arrangement with Odinga that established him as co-equal head of state.